This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And remember, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler at the Captain's America, Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America Third Watch .com. Go over there and check out the website. Okay, joining us right now, he's a retired Air Force colonel and also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. It would be Colonel Jim Warshak. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain Matt.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
We're ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two great words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, the border is big time news right now. I'm going to just go back, because of your expertise, and throw something out there. Texas Representative Congressman John Katko, who's a ranking member of the House Homeland Security Committee, said Monday in a trip down there with Kevin McCarthy to the southern border that the U.S. Border Patrol has apprehended numerous individuals who were on the terrorist watch list. Wow.
Yeah, they're finding people trying to come over or coming over from Iran and many other Middle Eastern countries. And this is a serious, serious problem with what's going on. And I want to be clear, this all started with the simple words by Joe Biden, who said the border's open, and the message spread like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday, he tried to put a stopper on it, tried to put the cork back in the bottle, but it's too late. Way too late, exactly. And they've got to do something, and I don't know what it is. You know, his other big message was not one more foot of the wall was going to be built. So when you send these kind of messages to people and you promote it through various means within the federal government, putting the word out, this is what happens. And a lot of this was already staged for these people to come forward after the election. And, you know, it's a long trip when you're coming from places like Panama and Nicaragua. And so now he's dealing with the consequences, and they got overwhelmed because they stopped everything that mm-hmm. President Trump had put in place, both policy-wise and physically, you know, the physical deterrent that had been there. So, you know, we're dealing with a real mess, and people are being tested, but the minute they're tested, they're being released across the border. And when the test results come back, they're noticing, wow, we have a lot of people with the virus, so that's compounding the problem.
Yeah, and it's not getting any better, and some of these people are intentionally being brought into red states to try to change the voting rolls. We know that, and it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Keep them down there in the border or send them back.
Exactly. So, and the media is the mainstream media is lying for Biden, and the White House and Jen Psaki are out there lying for him, and it's creating a bigger and bigger problem every day.
Well, you're right, and somewhere along the line, this is all going to come to a huge head because there are congressmen down there that are saying, "Hey, man, you can't do this. You just can't do this. We got to stop this." And President Trump was actually on television last night with Maria Bartiromo. And Tucker is down in El Salvador talking to the president down there, finding out about what's going on down there. And the people down there, he went and talked to them. They're wearing Biden T-shirts.
Yeah, you know, that's obviously some political group close to Biden and company are distributing those. But here's the thing, and I think what Tucker is going to find out, the Trump State Department had put together policies with various countries in Latin America that would say you're going to help suppress any effort to allow people to come here. And there was, you know, negotiated deals. Because that's part of the problem. These countries are responsible for movement of people from one country to the next. And Mexico is also up in arms because they are dealing with all this, and it's as bad as it is, and they're not in a position to deal with it. So, you know, this whole thing is not just our problem. It's a huge problem for us, but it's also created a more problem for all these countries, too, because they have illegals coming through their countries.
Yeah, and you can't just throw money at them and expect that's going to solve the problem because there's way too much money that gets filtered into individual hands that's not supposed to be where it's going, you know?
Yeah, and then we get into the deals with the coyotes and the human traffickers and the drug traffickers that just compounds everything. And when, you know, I've seen some of the video of some of the places that the drug traffickers are using and that the human traffickers are using, and it's absolutely disgusting, and that's the worst part of this whole thing.
Okie dokie, hold that thought. Here comes the music coming back, and caller, if you want to hang on, you can. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a break right now, and our good friend Congressman Greg Stube is about to make a television appearance, and go, Greg, go. We'll be right back.
We're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke Talks America. She was on yesterday morning at 5:30. You'll hear her every other Tuesday, twice a month, on the program. So check her out. Brooke Talks America is a website. Now, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, and even had a dad drive all the way over from Arizona to buy a car for his daughter, who was going to the University of Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you'd want to dream of. Clean trade-ins? Got them. They're commanding a great resale value, too. So take advantage. You want to sell your ride, they'll buy it from you. Bring it on up there. Get an appraisal. By the way, you can upgrade your ride now to one of the great certified pre-owns they've got there as well. And Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. Active duty veterans, military veterans, first responders, and pastors, too, get a great discount on a vehicle at Moss Nissan. Remember, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Remember that Moss Nissan is doing whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market, by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do, you're going to save even more money. All right. Back to Colonel Jim Warshick. Good morning, sir.
We're here.
We have got Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line waiting patiently. Okay, Mel, go right ahead and ask your question to the colonel.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Colonel. How is it that this criminal in the Oval Office, his cabinet, criminals in the Democratic Congress, and the rhinos in the Republican Congress, by allowing this invasion to occur that are bringing illegals into, they're allowing illegals into this country, along with terrorists from the Middle East, China, Chinese coming in across our border, and all other around the world. How is this not akin to them committing treason by letting our sovereignty be run roughshod over with the, this activity? How
okay.
is it not treason? I'd like
okay.
an explanation.
All right, thank you. Okay, Colonel, go right ahead.
This is, you know, Mel, you're absolutely right. How can they do this? They're doing it because they have the powers of government to do that.
Yep.
And they don't care about the immediate impact. They're looking at a long-term, medium to long-term impact, which is either bringing more people to be able to vote. And when you have policies or legislation that's being put forward like H.R. 1 that basically gives anybody the right to vote who's inside the borders of this country and probably even outside because no ID is required and you don't have to check anything. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to ensure that they have the votes behind them to overwhelmingly win any election, both at the national level and all the way down to the state and county level. So this is an effort. And, you know, we've known that for a long, long time that this is what they've been doing. And you're right. It's disgusting that, there are, rhino Republicans, to use that term, that are just turning their backs on it. This is going to catch up to them, I believe, in the 2022 election, because they're not going to be able to change all the election laws by then. And, you know, there's going to be a, what I believe now, particularly in the last 3 or 4 days, an overwhelming sweep by more conservative Republicans running for the Senate and the House, and certainly at the local levels, because people are, like you, are getting angry.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true, because and just going to the gun shows and whatnot, I'm noticing a lot more Democrats are there, and they're hopping mad, too, about the fact that they're hearing their gun rights may be taken away from them. And one person walked up to me and said, I didn't vote for Donald Trump either time, but I sure as hell won't vote for Joe Biden if they take any one of those guns, and I've got guns on the list of 205 that they want to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing the same thing at the local level. We're being overwhelmed, so to speak, from people who now want to get involved and want to join the party, and they've had enough. And I mean, we've had a flood of people. I mean, we're getting calls every day. What do I need to do to join? So people are. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that it takes this for people to join, and it's the same number that we had joining when President Trump was president, because they wanted to get involved because they were motivated by what he was doing. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing it, unfortunately, under this circumstance.
Yeah, and I send people to you almost every day of the week that call me and ask me what they're from Hillsborough County.
And I get those phone calls.
I know you do. All right, well, here we go. Let's get into Georgia, because the Georgia Secretary of State, Mr. Raffensperger, is now in real hot water because of what was disclosed by this Washington Post news article, which was totally fake, that was made up by the reporter who did use a source. And, oh, by the way, she outed her source yesterday to the world, and it was, of all people, the campaign secretary, deputy secretary of state, the campaign manager for his campaign when he ran for not only state legislature, but also secretary of state in Georgia. The guy's name was Jordan Fuchs.
Yeah, like we always say, eventually the truth is always going to come out, and that's what's occurring here, and it's happening in a number of other states, of the contested states. The thing that's got to happen is, you know, it's not going to overturn the election, unfortunately, that I can think of, but it's revealing the extent of election fraud, and any of these people who have been involved in this, you know, they either need to be recalled and removed from office, or, you know, voted out at you know, the next election, or the governors need to remove them. So we're seeing a lot of this, and I mean, and it's happening in many of the other states where judges are finally hearing this, and it's going to court, and I think that's going to invigorate more lawsuits and more investigations, because this stuff has got to stop.
Right, and it's being done at the state level, which is where it should have been done to begin with, and not
exactly, yeah. Not exactly.
Now, and let me just mention the states where I'm going to tell you an interesting anomaly that's showing up: Illinois, Connecticut, Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, and then Michigan, Pennsylvania. Then we'll move on down to California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Washington State, Virginia, Colorado, and Georgia. In every one of those states, just by using the votes cast and the voters that were registered to vote, there are more votes cast than there were registered voters. Isn't that interesting?
Well, you know, no one ever looks at that from the standpoint of making sure this is part of, you know, certainly we're making sure we do this in Florida with some of the new policies that
sure.
Governor DeSantis is putting in place. But, you know, no one ever thinks of that. And we bring that up all the time. How come you have more voters on your roll than there are registered voters in counties around the various states? You got to go at, you know, I said immediately after the election, I was at the and listeners need to hear this because they need to tell their local representatives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told the state party chairman sitting at the table at the annual meeting in January, I said, we need to do two things. We need to just prove it to ourselves that we were right or wrong, and this is in Florida. I said, we need to do a recount of every single vote in every county in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Easy. Do that. Take about a week. Okay? Cost a little money, but you want to make sure everything is right and do all the run the numbers the way you run them with those. And then the other is then go back and do an audit on it again and take about a week or so, and it might cost a little money, but you can reassure yourself that everything is on the up and up. And then do that nationwide, in every single county and every single state, regardless of whether Donald Trump won or not, or you got the results you wanted. But we have to do that because the voter rolls are so overclogged and overloaded with dead people
yep.
and who knows who. We really got to get a handle on this. Now, that's one of the things HR1 that the Democrats pushed through would prevent.
Right.
Because they want the fraud there. They want the confusion. They want to control the election from A to Z.
You are right. And we're coming up on the break. And, sir, we've covered a lot of ground today, given people a lot of thought. And what's the website for Hillsborough County?
Hillsborough.gop.
There you go. Go over there, folks. Check them out. Get involved. Remember, the time is now. Colonel, I'll talk to you next week if I don't see you sooner.
Absolutely. Take care, man.
All right. Colonel Jim Warchick, everybody. Appreciate him and his comments so very much. I hope you learned something from that one, folks. You got it right from the source. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect was arrested Tuesday evening for the slayings of eight people and shootings at three massage parlors in both Atlanta and a suburb. The suspected gunman, Robert Aaron Long, 21, of Woodstock, Georgia, was captured about 150 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. Authorities believe Long opened fire on five people shortly before 5 p.m. in Cherokee County, Georgia. Less than an hour later, four people were killed in two separate shootings in Atlanta. A judge in Georgia, Henry County Superior Judge Brian Amaro, is indicating that he may unseal Fulton County absentee ballots so a government watchdog investigation into claims of voter fraud in the November election can proceed. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported the case stems from a lawsuit by Garland Favorito, but the judge cautioned, "I can't sign the order until such a time as I'm satisfied that the manner and method of review is reasonable." The judge is prohibiting Favorito's experts from revealing their work without permission from the court first. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle, and you'll hear him earlier in the show. Especially if you tune in at the first hour, you'll hear him in the second hour. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. They're back and better than ever, and this Saturday and Sunday, they will be down in Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows down there on Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3. They will have the concealed carry class Saturday at 2 p.m. You can sign up by going to the website. I'll give you the website in a minute. And on Sunday, they'll have the concealed carry class at 12:30. Now, the website to go over and sign up early is twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com to sign up for the concealed carry class, and you'll be able to get your certificate so you can go get your permit. Now, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns, too, tactical equipment, as well as private collections that the Two Guys Shows embrace. And don't forget that trade-ins are always welcome, and they also have the opportunity for you to be able to see all the great other products they have there. For example, last weekend up in Brooksville, bows and arrows, fishing poles, military surplus items, also had a large amount of stun guns and pepper spray and different items there for the gun oil and all sorts of stuff, all the different things that come along with guns and knives like you wouldn't believe. They've got probably one of the best displays of knives I've ever seen anywhere. They had a Bowie knife display there. Some of the knives were classics. I mean, they were classics. So the website again, twoguysshows.com, and tell them the captain sent you when you do. All right. Joe Biden is going to hold his first formal White House press conference next week. That's what we're hearing. Now, let's hear what the announcement is here about all this.
Joe Biden is the first president in decades to go this long without holding a formal question and answer session with reporters. But that will change when he meets with the press on March 25th, a week from Thursday. While in office, Mr. Biden has usually taken just one or two informal questions at a time, usually at the end of an event. Republicans and some media critics have called on Mr. Biden to appear at an actual news conference as part of the president's traditional role of being held accountable to the public. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, yesterday, Biden walked up to some reporters in the White House driveway, and one of the reporters said, "Mr. President, are you going down to the border anytime soon?" And he just said one word, "Nope," and turned around and walked away. That was the impromptu walk to the press to take one question from somebody. He probably even knew what the question was. I'll bet he knew what the question was when he got it. And the president, of course, yesterday was up in Philadelphia touting COVID relief for suburban Philadelphia. The reason for that is they're going out to sell the COVID stimulus plan. They're trying to make this sound like this is the greatest thing since melted butter, which it's helping people, but not everybody. When you give a loan to help out business, you shouldn't prioritize the business because it's 20% more black or whatever this nonsense is they've thrown in there. That's not the way you do things. Sorry. Everybody should be on the same footing to go get the revenue that's there. And if you don't know how to apply for a PPE loan, there are all kinds of people around that can help you, most of them for free. A few of them will charge you money because that's what they do. That's how they get paid, the business they run. But they can fill out your forms for you. So for this thing that said, "Well, I didn't know how to do this," and all this, no, I don't want to hear that. I do not want to hear that. There's too many people out there that can help you. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call. And I don't want to hear, "Well, who do we call? I don't know who to call." Are you kidding me? Call your congressional representative. They'll tell you who to talk to. Call your county supervisor, whoever's your legislator, whoever that is. And if you don't know, it's a good time to find out. They'll know. Call your state rep. They'll know. But call the very people that you vote for, that you elect into office, and get a little familiarity with who they are and let them help you. Because they'll remember that. And you'll remember that. It's all good. It's all good when you're able to do that. Now, and by the way, let me see here. We're going to take a call here. Okay, we got somebody up Georgia way. Good morning there, Georgia. Who is this and what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Eric Strickland. I listen to you every morning coming in to work the early hours.
Thank you.
I just want to tell everybody, your county conventions are coming up real soon. I know here in DeKalb County, the county convention is March 20th at the Maloof Building at 10 o'clock in the morning. Show up early.
Okay.
If you want to change things, it's not enough to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get up. You have to get up from, you know, from behind the keyboard. You have to quit. You know, you have to quit being angry, and
yep.
You have to get moving.
Yep.
There's There's too much work to do for us to be angry.
Yeah.
The difference between us and the left is that we have a righteous cause.
Yeah.
And they have a self-righteous cause.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And that's the difference, man.
Yep. You're absolutely, right.
Mm-hmm. So when you show up, and if you're the only one to show up to your individual precinct, you become delegate to that precinct.
Mm-hmm.
That automatically puts you in motion. All right. You're automatically moving, but yep. You have to show up.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, if you're in Georgia, show up. If you're in Florida, I don't know how you guys do it. Show up.
The same way.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. Oh, really? Cool. Well,
Well, it's like that in the country.
My particular right? Republican Party.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that around the country. You want to get involved, just show up at one of the meetings and take part. And you come in as a visitor. Yeah, you can't vote in different things and all that. But guess what? If you want to become a member, you fill out the little application, and you'll become a member by doing it that way. Now, some places charge, some don't, but it's not that much money.
It's $20.
There you go. There you
it's
go.
It's $20 here.
Yep.
You know, show up.
All right.
And you know the money is going through a good cause.
Yep.
Because it's your cause.
Yep. Well, Eric, so, I want to thank you very much, and keep on trucking there, my friend. And where do you work up there in Atlanta? You want to give a shameless plug?
I work for Cardinal Healthcare here in Atlanta.
All right.
If you need people, if you need a job and you're willing to work for good money, show up.
Good.
Like I said, show
All
up.
All right. You take care, Eric, and thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. All right. And that's Eric up there in Atlanta. And I saw the number of the area code, so I knew it was Atlanta calling in. And we have a lot of people that get a hold of us from Atlanta, either on the phone or by sending me emails or by sending messages to the website or whatever. There's a number of different ways to reach me if you want to. And my friend Mark Walters, of course, lives up there just north of Atlanta. And I was on his show the other night, Armed American Radio. We're going to do something. Don't know what the something is, but we're going to do something together down here in the Tampa Bay area. Could even be Sarasota. And he's going to try to line something up through a couple of people that he's been talking to on a regular basis down here, including the sheriff down there in Sarasota County. Now, don't be surprised there, Sheriff, if you don't get a call from Mark Walters wanting to set up something where it might even be a gun safety day where we have gun safety classes and discussions or something like that. But something, going to do something. By the way, U.S. stock futures are trading lower right now because of some of the comments that are coming out from some of our illustrious politicians that are putting a kibosh on the economy, because Fed Chairman Powell yesterday said that we may be going through a period, if you will, where things might not be so great, which is not a shocking statement to me. Look at the price of gasoline. By the way, the price of gasoline yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, came down 5 cents a gallon in my backyard. And I took a look why. The wholesale price is down 5 cents a gallon. How about that? Score one for the good guys. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. we've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she and her husband, Don, are up there in Carrollton, Georgia. They operate the Double D Ranch right there. And they're just up the road, a tad bit, from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And by the way, they love their NASCAR up there, too. They go to the Atlanta Speedway. And by the way, they also go to Georgia football games up there, too. They take the big old party bus that they got up there, load a bunch of friends in there. So if you see one of those big Prevost coaches up there that's got Double D Ranch on it, that's them. They go up and tell the captain sent you, because they'll be going to the football games here pretty soon. I think Georgia's going to go to full stadiums, or mostly full stadiums. I know they are in a lot of different parts of the country. Alabama will be playing to a full house. They announced that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located
at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big old box stores, Dominic's offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, they also have done business out of state by sending things available out of their catalog at their website to people around the country. So you can do that, too, if you want to. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again to call, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might wind up with a free trip to the back room to get some of that great, 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 great pastry that they hide back there for special occasions and special people. You know, I don't know if you heard this or not earlier in the program. I did it during the military segment. But Kim Jong-un's sister threatened the United States and threatened America. And this report tells you about that.
The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the United States this week to refrain from causing a stink in the region if it wants to sleep in peace for the next 4 years. When asked, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki did not specifically address those comments.
Our objective is always going to be focused on diplomacy and denuclearization in North Korea.
North Korea's warning came as Secretary of State Blinken and Defense Secretary Austin arrived in Asia for talks with Japan and South Korea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the reason you didn't, that was garbled like that, is because that was on the plane when they were flying from the White House, from Andrews, Joint Base Andrews to Philadelphia. So that was on the plane, all that noise. They were inside the fuselage, and she was taking some questions there. So now you know the rest of the story. Now, you might have heard me talk about the tax increase. We think, we're not sure, but we think the tax increase coming up is going to be raising the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. And we think that it's going to increase raising the taxes on individuals earning more than $400,000 and businesses making more than $1 million. Now, this whole idea is coming from Elizabeth Warren and her wealth tax, only they expounded upon it. Now, what you're not hearing about this is that a business that makes $400,000 a year, gross, I might add, this is not net, gross, that would be hit with this tax, it could be a trucking company. It could be a mom-and-pa grocery store. It could be your family neighborhood car repair shop. Think about that for a minute. How are they going to stay in business if they got to jack everything up again? What's that going to do to you when they get an increase like that? 7% may not sound like a lot, but just take 7% times $10,000 and just keep multiplying it and see what happens. Most places, that would be a week's paycheck for most people, just using a $35,000 figure number, which I know is probably low, but then again, in some areas of the country, that's not bad. Depends on what you're doing and where you're doing it. But keep in mind that the people out there that are doing all the different things that's going on when it comes to moving the country and whatnot, keep in mind that you need to understand that America's needs and America's jobs are created by small business. And a lot of small businesses are in this category where they're talking about jacking the tax rates up. But you know, you're supposed to think that when they say, oh, $400,000, that's some big deal. Well, it's not. And I had a lot of questions here about my comment about the election and the numbers, someone was asking me where I got the numbers from. Well, it came from Red State, which is a Salem entity. If you go over there, Red State, the articles, and this is an article that's written over there by Stu Swerk. And you take a look at the election irregularities that are there. This is a private group, and all they did was go out and take the numbers that were there. They didn't make anything up. They didn't use their own numbers. They didn't do any testing, none of that stuff. They took the numbers that were there from across the country, and they got the variances that they got. And one logical explanation for the contrast, especially in California, could be that President Trump's 5 million vote increase in totals from 2016 to 2020 came from people who voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 or who sat out the 2016 election. Now, how did Joe Biden get a 2.3 million vote increase over Clinton's total in 2016? Where could that come from? A statistical contrast just is not proof of voting fraud, but a large contrast points to situations that might merit closer examination. And that's the purpose of this team's contrast analysis, to identify states in which vote tabulations could warrant further analysis, peeling the onion to the county and precinct level as appropriate in order to forensically validate the results. Because the numbers were nuts. In California, Biden beat Trump by 5 million votes, whereas Clinton beat Trump by 4 million votes in 2016. Doing the arithmetic, the contrast is 833,843 votes. Note that Trump increased the California vote level from 2016 to 2020 by 1.5 million votes. However, Biden increased the Democratic candidate's vote by only 2.3 million. Where did California find 3.8 million more votes in 2020 than 2016? Well, somebody might say that California's population increased. That's a good thought. But the problem is the census report says the population of California in that period of time only increased by 700,000 people, not 3.8 million. So where did they get 3.1 million votes additional? Something's really bad wrong there, folks. I'm just telling you. So if you want to see, have some fun, go take a look at the number of people that were registered, the number of people that voted in Illinois, Connecticut, Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Pennsylvania, California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Washington State, Virginia, Colorado, Georgia. Go take a look at the number of people that were registered to vote and the number of votes they got. And you tell me if there isn't something strange going on here. Do they need to purge the voter rolls? Maybe. But numbers don't lie. When you got more people voting than you got registered voters, you have a problem. All right, folks, I'll be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Drive safe out there. Truckers on I-40. Be careful. I-44. Be careful. Have a great day. God bless America and stay low.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.